Hello, Lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning into the Lifebook Member Podcast today again. We are here for Quality of Life Month. Jordan River, your host, as usual. And as usual, John Butcher. How's it going, man?
It's going great. I'm so happy to be showing up for my favorite category, which, of course, I say almost every time. But this one, truthfully, is one of my very, very favorites, Quality of Life.
Absolutely. This is definitely one of the ones that I like to sink my time into. Speaking of which, we were just talking off air. You made a very interesting point about sinking your time into different categories.
Yeah. So I was just thinking this week about sort of the time commitment that each category takes to really sort of master, or, you know, if you really want to crush one of the Lifebook categories, you'll spend an hour a day on it. Like an hour a day on your health and fitness and you're a rock star, right? An hour a day, a full hour a day on your intellectual life would be so indulgent. An hour a day on your spiritual life, or even your love relationship, a focused hour on your lover, a focused hour on your kids. Like an hour a day makes you a superhero in most of these categories, except one, and that's career, JB. And most people spend 7, 8, 9, 10 hours a day on their career. So that one usually gets way more than its fair share, just kind of because of the way our society and culture is set up, you know?
Yeah, it's true. And it also really comes at the expense of other categories. Specifically, I feel the quality of life category, you know?
It can, that's for sure. And if, you know, if someone's out of balance in their career, it can have a devastating effect on their health and fitness, on their love relationship, you know, their family, their quality of life category. That's absolutely right. And what you and I were talking about off air was, I'm at a point in my life where I'm so grateful for this, that, you know, I've been really working for the last 3 years to automate my career, to automate all my companies, to do my best to set up a situation where my businesses can perform at a very high level in my absence. And I've been pounding on that for 3 years, just coming to the tail end of that long exercise. And coming up here, January 1st, Missy and I are going to be stepping into this new life vision that we've been working on. And a big piece of that, Jordan, is taking a lot of the time that historically I've spent on my career and sort of transitioning that time to be used in the quality of life category. Mm. And, you know, quality of life has always meant to me, well, generally what quality of life means, it's a snapshot of your overall well-being, your overall health, your overall happiness, your overall engagement in your life. You know, do you spend most of your time with good, pleasant feelings or with negative feelings? Quality of life is just about the quality of your life, how high it is, right?
Right.
And in the Lifebook methodology, we really focus on three things. We focus on the things that you want, the experiences that you want to have in your life, and the home that you live in, the environments that you're surrounded by.
Right.
Because we take care of a lot of the other stuff in the other 11 categories. Obviously, your health and fitness is a huge part of your quality of life. The quality of your love relationship, the quality of your relationship with your children, these are all very important factors in your overall quality of life. But since we deal with them in the other categories, that just leaves us with things, experiences, and environments to explore in this category in the Lifebook methodology. And next year for Missy and I will really be a big focus on the home that we're building here in Hawaii and creating the ideal environment. So again, I'm really switching my time from the career category to the quality of life category next month, and could not be happier about that.
Well, you used the word happy there, and I think that it's interesting because, you know, you take a look at how much time we devote to work, as you said, as a society, as a whole, on average. You take a look at how much imbalance that tends to cause in people's lives and whether or not that makes them happy in the long run. I'm not sure that we have it right with the 9-to-5, 5-to-6-day work week. And seeing as how you've traveled so much and you're such a student of history, let me ask you this. You know, you take a look in the past, and I've heard people make arguments that, you know, obviously life was harder and you had to work all the time and farm and all this stuff. I'm sure it depends on where you were and exactly when you were. But I've also heard the opposite. I've heard that people used to spend, you know, 4 hours on average during their to satisfy their occupation, whatever that may be, you know, in Europe a couple hundred years ago. What would you say as far as like the average human workday and where we land on that scale now?
Well, I don't think you're really right. It depends on when and where you're talking about.
Right.
You can't just say that because there are just so many places and so many different times and so many civilizations, and they're all different. But I think that, you know, when humans were just evolving, living was a full-time job. Just staying alive was a full-time job. As we started to develop agriculture and currency and tools to make our lives easier, it evolved to a place, say, in ancient Greece, for instance, 2,600 years ago. The average life was you had a family compound. You lived with your clan. You grew wheat to turn into flour. You grew grapes to turn into wine. You grew olives to press into olive oil. And you knew how to do all that stuff. That wasn't delegated to somebody else. You knew how to do all that. And your family helped you, and that's what you did. You were self-sufficient on your little farm, but you went to the market once a week to trade your goods and services with other people. There was a city that you could go to. If there's a big war, you're going to have to send your sons to support, right? So I think it really depends on when and where you're talking about. But I'll tell you, a big difference between how it works now and how it used to work was, in order to make your living in most times and places in history, you were spending most of your time in nature, outdoors. You were hunting, you were planting, you were harvesting.
So true.
You were, right?
True.
Now,
you're
in a friggin' cubicle, bro.
Oh,
you're
so
in a
true.
Cubicle.
Sitting.
So, yeah. So what does that say to your quality of life, Jordan? Just being outside, just like having a job where you get to spend time in nature, that alone versus a friggin' cubicle in an office is a massive quality of life difference.
That is so true. And, you know, it's also this weird thing where when you talk about the actual occupation of the person in the past, they were working for someone else for less hours. Yes. But like you said, all this other work went directly into their quality of life. And let me explain what I mean. You're farming to make a living, but also to feed yourself. You're taking care of your own environment, literally like fixing your own house as best you can. It's almost like, you know, currency. You said the invention of currency that made things really simplified, and it made the barter system into a more simpler and more efficient, a form of transaction. But it's almost like now we've gone so far with it that we're running this rat race all the time just so we can pay other people to take care of the things that we use.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to express here?
I'm 100%. Jordan, you know what currency also did is currency made it so that people could specialize. So I don't have to learn how to plant wheat and make my own flour or plant my own grapes anymore. I can buy that stuff and I can just focus all my life on whatever it is, you know, painting houses or one thing. I can do one thing and get really, really good at that one thing and make currency so that I can buy everything else. But that's turned us into these sort of one channel people in a way.
Yeah, it's put us on a rat race to spin that mouse wheel as fast as we can to accumulate all that currency to get all the things that we want. And I think that's where Lifebook really comes in and shines is figuring out what those things are that you really want.
That's right.
And then why you want them.
That's so important, man.
Yeah.
It is so important. You know, one of the things that Sadhguru says about career is that people have elevated that category to the heavens. He basically says, look, if your career exists to make you a living, all you need is a roof over your head and food on your plate. That's all you need. And how many hours a day should it take you to pay for that? Almost nothing, right?
So
but we elevate our careers to the heavens. Look, there are 12 categories of life, and that one takes way over half of our time, that one category. I'm not sure that's you know what? Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to decide what their life vision is. Some people, look at me, Jordan. I look back on my 35-year career, and I worked my ass off, man.
What were you doing at my age, 31?
working at
your
age,
12-hour days.
At your age, I was, it was ridiculous. I was working probably 12-hour days at your age when I was building the companies back then. And it was exciting and I loved it. Right. So that's great.
Right.
That's all that matters is that you're happy and fulfilled and that you don't let the other categories go to waste while you're working your ass off on your career. But yeah, now I'm at a place, and this brings us back to our category of the month. Now I'm to a place where my career is kind of going without me putting an immense energy, an immense amount of energy into it every day. So I am now able to transition to spending more time on my environments, and not necessarily, I don't really need more things. I'm fine on things and on my experiences. And Jordan, that's transition too, because experiences, when I was writing the Lifebook program, when I was writing those scripts in 2006, 2007, experiences to me meant a boat in Croatia, or going to the Stanley Cup Finals, or an MMA fight in Vegas, or taking Missy on a beautiful trip somewhere, right? Just wonderful experiences that our life was full of. Mm-hmm. Now, dude, experiences to me mean taking a walk around my garden, yep, and breathing the fresh air and playing with my grandkids and laying on my back and watching the clouds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's definitely transition.
That's fascinating. I like how you use the word wonderful, like literally full of wonder. And that is what you do with the travel and experiences like that. You know, something that Dr. Joel Wade said that maybe is pointing closer to the second, the latter example, awe, like natural awe, like garden, beach, baby. You're experiencing a more, I almost said awful, awe-inspiring is what I mean to say. You're experiencing a more awe-inspiring kind of form of happiness or satisfaction.
That's right.
It's very interesting.
It's easy where I live because the natural beauty here is so ridiculous and there's nothing else here but the natural beauty. Like there are no restaurants on our island. There's no activities. It's just about nature. Wow. And that's exactly where we are right now. That's exactly what we're loving. It's interesting, Jordan, we've had this conversation, you and I too. When it comes to your career, when it comes to your financial life, when it comes to your quality of life, it's best to be very, very conscious of how much you want, because less is always more in some ways. And more is always less in some ways.
So true.
The more you have, the less time you're going to have, because the more time you're going to have to spend on all that stuff that you have, right? And time is very, very important to me now. The more possessions you have, the less flexibility you have in a lot of ways. The more expenses you have, the less disposable income you have, and vice versa. So, you know, we all want to be surrounded with beautiful things. We all want to live in a beautiful environment. We all want to have wonderful experiences. The big question that life asks of you is, where do you want to set that bar? Because the more you want, the harder you're going to have to work to make that happen. And the less time you're going to have. There's something beautiful about just having disposable time. What's that? Was it Walt Whitman who said, that beautiful quote about if you have time, you're richer than kings. Kings don't have time. Mm. That's one thing they don't have. They're busy from the minute they wake up till the minute they go to bed. Their time is not their own.
Wow.
Right? So time is just something that has become so important to me. Missy and I have decided if we have an assistant, we haven't set up our life simply enough. If we have to have an assistant to keep track of our time, then we need to do some more work on our life.
Wow.
I want to wake up and look at my calendar and have nothing at all on my day. Maybe a call at the most. That I've been fighting to get my time back. So I have to have less of certain things in order to achieve that, to have more time.
Right.
It's a balancing act. But that's the beautiful thing about Lifebook. Lifebook brings to your consciousness these 12 areas of your life so that you can really decide where to push your chips in and how much to push into each of these categories. They're all so important. And, you know, you've got limited time and resources. You push 4 hours of your day over here into this category, you're not going to be able to put it into that category. Yeah.
It's a zero-sum game, unfortunately. But you're absolutely right.
It's a zero-sum game.
You're absolutely right. And that kind of brings you to those things that you have left to define in the quality of life category, right? And I think that if I could maybe paint an analogy here, it really is important to make that list of the things that you want. And then my suggestion would to kind of follow Sadhguru's advice, take a look at that list, see how you can simplify it, see how you can shrink it. Because there's two ways to achieve the quality of life goal, right? If you're reaching for the stars and you're trying to get to this ideal life and this ideal quality of life, there's two ways to get there. You can start to build from the bottom and build your ladder up, or you can bring the star down by simplifying 100%. Your needs, by reducing your wants. And that's 100%. Interesting because that happens in an instant. It takes quite a bit of time to build your way up to the stars. You know what I'm saying? But if you just simply lower your expectations, that happens instantaneously.
Well, you know, I wouldn't even characterize it as lowering your expectations. It's basically changing your focus,
right,
Jordan? Because, that's absolutely true. I want to also point out that at different stages of your life, different things will be important to you. You're in the building years. Straight up, Jordan.
Right.
I am through my building years. So my focus is now shifting. At your age, with your energy level and your career goals, it's time right now for you to be humping, man. That is what you should be doing right now in your life.
That's the human evolution. You're right. It does change over the decades.
But what you just said about you can either build to that beautiful place or you could pull that beautiful place down to where you are right now.
Yeah.
It's like I saw a meme the other day, Jordan, that said, what if you died and the first thing God said to you was, well, how did you enjoy heaven?
That's a good one. That took me a
interesting
second.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
What I want to be able to say is, well, I realized that it was heaven while I was here, and I did my absolute best to enjoy every single minute of it and to be grateful for every single minute of it. You don't really need as much as you think you need. Society, we live in a consumer society. Mm-hmm. America is amazing, and America has sort of spread that capitalism and consumerism to the rest of the world, and that's pulled a lot of places in the world out of poverty in my lifetime. I've seen it happen. There have been massive positives because of that, but there's also been some negatives.
Sure.
We live in a total consumer society, and we're trained to think that we need more, 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 more. That's really not true, though. It really isn't. Let the affairs of your life number one and two is what Ralph Waldo Emerson said. You can live a super simple life with almost no needs, or your time is your own, and you don't have to put very much effort in to have a good life. That's one side of the spectrum. The other side of the spectrum is Elon Musk. 20-hour days, and you know, you have more money than you'll ever be able to spend or your descendants will ever be able to spend. Those are two ends of the spectrum.
Right.
Your job is to figure out where you want to land. Make a conscious decision. Don't let it happen by accident. Decide what quality of life you want and how much you're going to have to pay. It's the price tag principle. Everything in life comes with a price tag. How much you're going to have to pay for that? And does that feel right to you? Jordan, I don't think I'd change anything about the last 30 years that Missy and I have had. We worked our asses off. We made a lot of money. We enjoyed our money. We lived a very materialistic life. And I'm saying that not in a disparaging way. I'm saying that in a beautiful way. We were surrounded by all the material things that we wanted, and it was really, really wonderful. That was the last chapter. This next chapter will look very, very different, and I'm equally, if not more, excited about this next chapter. It's funny that a lot of rich people say money isn't the answer, but the only way to really understand that is to get rich. And then you will understand that money is not the answer. But you can't just tell that to somebody who's working their ass off for money. They've got to discover that themselves. But that really is the truth.
Yeah.
You get to a certain point and you're like, okay, am I working 16-hour days for another painting on my wall and another BMW in my garage? Is that what I'm doing here? And at some point, that wears out. It really does. But you gotta learn that on your own. You can't listen to other people's advice. That one doesn't tend to work. You know what I mean?
That's so true. That is absolutely one of those lessons that you discover on your own. At least that's been my experience. And you're right. I think that as long as you're happy, I love what you said about as long as that feels okay to you, because things may change. You may go through evolutions and you may be in a different place. But I don't know, man. It's all perspective, because I feel like someone with your same exact history could look back and have regrets or be bitter. You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing to hear you say, I wouldn't change anything. I think that's just a matter of perspective. And I'm not sure if pragmatism is the right word, but I mean, that's very respectable.
Hindsight is 20/20. And the thing is, I mean, Missy and I have had an epic life. We've had incredible love. That's been the most amazing thing, is our love for each other and our wonderful family. And we've had our health all the way through. We could have done a lot better with our first fortune, but we just lived all the way up to 11, Jordan. We had the most amazing experiences and the most epic time. Yeah, I could look back with hindsight and say, I could have done a hell of a lot better with my money. I could have done a hell of a lot better with this or with that. But no, man, I feel like it was epic. It was all good, even the parts that weren't so good. But going into this next phase, we're going to be changing a lot. We're interested in simplicity on the far side of complexity. Wow. We want our time to be ours, not other people's. We want to spend a tremendous amount of time with our kids and with each other and with our friends. It's just going to be less materialistic, less consumer. And that's not in any way, shape, or form making that wrong or bad, but for what we want to, the lifestyle that we want to live coming up here is all about this category. It's all about quality of life.
I love it, man. Always, you know, adjusting that finish line, that thing that you're reaching for, that ultimate quality of life. You're working towards it, but also always adjusting and modifying it. That is the key.
Now, let me say this one thing also, Jordan, is that check back with me in about a year and a half or 2 years, because right now, like I've never in my adult life not had a big project. I've never, right? So right now I have a big project. I'm doing a big building project here. The thought process is I'm building the container for what's going to happen next. I know exactly what I'm supposed to build. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen in it after it's built, but that's what I'm going to do. 2 years from now, when it's built, it'll be interesting to see what life has in store for us then.
Well,
because it's going to be, like I said, I've never been without a project.
I know. I'm sure it's not going to be work, but I wouldn't be surprised if you had another one in less than that time. I'm sure it'll have something to do with art or gardening or something like that. But we're very excited to keep abreast of all the developments of the Molokai compound.
For sure. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I am really looking forward to is, as I'm sort of transitioning out of my own career, I'm spending a lot more time with you kids, helping you guys crush your careers. I'm super excited. That's like giving me my business fix. And I'm super excited about that.
Well, that's,
oh, I love working with you and
that, man. And that's hilarious, giving you your business fix.
Exactly. It's great. And especially like helping you scale your business. That's bringing me back to where I was 20 years ago. Right.
So cool, man.
And it's awesome.
Wow. I love it. I'm excited to be out there at the time of this recording. That will be soon. So just absolutely wonderful, man. Love this quality of life exploration today. Very poignant, very timely.
Awesome. Well, Life Bookers, we hope that you have a fantastic month. Quality of life is the best. So just soak in it this month, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys next month.
That's right. Life Vision coming up to wrap up the year. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. John Butcher and Jordan River Butcher signing off, saying have an extraordinary day out there, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Life Book Member Podcast.